From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. Seattle has a new program that turns parking spaces into tiny public spaces. They're called parklets. Think of it as Seattle's next little thing. Two parklets are rolling out next month in Belltown and Capitol Hill. Joining us with more on parklets is Seattle Department of Transportation's Jennifer Whelan. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Ross.
So what's the goal of turning a parking place into a parklet?
Well, the goal of the parklet program is really to create additional public gathering space in the right-of-way. So parklets enhance neighborhood business districts, there's an economic benefit, and they're great places for people to just be able to grab a cup of coffee, read the paper, sit and meet friends, just a little kind of unexpected space that you might find as you're walking down the sidewalk in your neighborhood business district.
How's the value of the parklet weighed against the value of the parking place that it displaces?
Well, we are looking at parklets as a temporary conversion of an on-street parking space or a couple of on-street parking spaces. And in the neighborhoods where we're piloting this program, we've looked really closely at the parking supply, the availability of on-street parking, and we feel confident that the impacts of the conversion of a space or two are not at all significant. For example, in Belltown, where you're going to have the City Hostel parklet, there are about 1,200 on-street parking spaces, and we're talking about changing the use of just three of those.
Now, this is not solely a city program. I understand you're getting businesses nearby to sponsor the parklets?
Absolutely. All of the funding for the parklet program and for the parklets themselves come from private businesses. So the businesses are paying for the design, the construction, the materials, the permitting and review fees. The city's role is really just in administering the program. So this is definitely an initiative that came to us from the business community and something that is business-sponsored and supported.
How much is it costing them?
Well, it depends a little bit. We don't have yet complete cost estimates for the three parklets that will go in this summer. What we know from other cities, and San Francisco is really the model when it comes to parklets, is that a parklet can cost between $10,000 and $15,000. They're very high-quality materials that are used. It's a high level of design. And so they do end up being a little bit more expensive in terms of the materials that are used. But the permitting itself, we're trying to keep relatively cheap for folks.
Now, Jennifer, you mentioned that these are temporary. So is this expense the business will incur, $10,000 to $15,000, to put a park in a parking place or two? Does the parklet go away at some point?
Well, it could. The parklets are permitted with an annual permit. So each year we would make a decision about whether that permit gets renewed or not. I think typically when you look at other cities, you see a parklet that is in place for 3 to 5 years, potentially. It all depends on the materials that are used, how well it's working in the neighborhood where it's been implemented, and then just, you know, whether the business itself is staying there or not. So temporary in the sense that we are not permanently changing the configuration of the roadway. The parklets are not attached to the roadway or to the sidewalk in any way. So they could be moved in the event that they needed to be. But we do think that the quality of materials being used would allow them to stay for at least a couple of years.
Jennifer, you mentioned that the businesses pay to build the parklet. Who's responsible for maintaining the parklet?
The businesses are also responsible for maintaining the parklet. It's a condition of their permit. They're responsible for the daily or multiple times a day, if needed, just basic cleaning of the parklet, and then also kind of cleaning underneath to make sure that no drainage impacts are incurred, and just, you know, making sure that everything is in good order and well-maintained across the board.
So you've got these two that are going to be opening next month. Where are they in Belltown and Capitol Hill if people want to go take a look?
Sure. The Belltown location is City Hostel, Seattle, and they are located just south of Battery on 2nd Avenue. The exact address is 2327 2nd Avenue. And then Capitol Hill location is Montana Bar, and that is at Olive Way and East Howell Street. The address there is 1506 East Olive Way. And those are the first two that we expect to go in, hopefully by the end of August, assuming that all of the public notice periods end and our comment periods are successful.
Well, swing by and take a look at the parklets and let them know what you think. Jennifer Whelan, thanks for telling us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Jennifer Whelan with the Seattle Department of Transportation.